Thanks for listening to the Shift Your Spirits podcast. I'm your host, Slade Robertson. For over 11 years, I've been a professional intuitive and the author of the blog Shift Your Spirits, where I try to write about spirituality with fewer hearts and flowers than most New Age blather. I also mentor emerging intuitives, psychics, and healers in a program called Automatic Intuition. As I record this, it's the end of 2017. If you're listening to this the day it goes out, it's the day after Christmas, and we are in that introspective life review state and gearing up for a sense of new beginnings. If you're listening in real time, this is the last time you'll hear me before the new year. So today, this week, I want to share a really simple solution for rebooting your life, rebooting your energy, body, and soul. And of course, as always, there's an oracle segment at the end of the show. So be thinking about a question or a concern you have, hold it in your mind, and I'll come back on after the final links and credits and leave you with that extra message. Before I forget, I want to remind you, if you haven't already heard, that I am doing email readings again. Why is this such a big deal? It allows me to do more readings for more people more quickly, and they're way more affordable for you guys. So far, I am able to do readings for about 5 times the number of clients at half the cost for you and with a guaranteed 3-day turnaround time. Actually, all the email readings I've done since I started offering them again have been completed in 24 hours or less. Just know, if you've wanted to get a reading with me in the past and you felt like it was out of reach financially, or you needed an answer more quickly than my schedule typically allows, go to sladeroberson.com/readings and see if this doesn't look like a better scenario for you. I'm trying it out for a few months to see what happens. So far, it's working out really well and the feedback has been incredibly positive. I also want to say a quick thank you to James, who just raised his pledge to the new mastery level I added on Patreon. This level for the show includes all the bonuses of the other levels of support, plus you get to download one of my courses for free each month. I will rotate through offering a different featured course, kind of in the order I think they're best to do. I've added up the numbers, and if you were to sign up to the mastery level and hang through the months to get all the courses and tutorials I offer, you would get everything for $50 less than just purchasing them through my site. Not to mention the other benefits and how much you would be supporting the podcast specifically. This month, I'm offering a free download of The Money Shift, which is a really great one to have for New Year's. It will go along fantastically with my upcoming New Year's interview with financial alchemist and money goddess Morgana Ray. I'm really excited for you guys to hear this episode. Go check out the mastery level and download The Money Shift. If you'd like to edit your pledge in Patreon up or down, I have a link in the show notes for that. It's pretty simple to do. To find out how you can become a patron, support my time in producing this show, and access all the bonus content, please go to patreon.com/shiftyourspirits. I've noticed a pattern in reading clients this year, especially in this last half of the year following the eclipse. It's like a hurricane blew through, and we're picking through the debris and trying to catch all these blowing pages and put them back in some kind of stack. There's an existential angst to it. It's a common malaise, a simple request for shedding this low-level depression that has landed kind of like this thick morning dew that doesn't seem to want to burn off. People ask me how they can be happy. What do I need to do to be happy? And so with today's show, I'm sharing a technique I've started to call rebooting your life. A lot of people's readings feature pieces of this advice here lately. And honestly, the strategy is so simple. If you're not willing to do it or try it, I have to wonder if you're really wanting to change. This is very doable. This will shift everything. Don't dismiss it for some more difficult solution, because when did happiness ever show up as complicated? Where is happiness? In what energy center or chakra of the body does happiness reside? Somewhere in the heart, a little bit in the head, the divine crown maybe? those are the upper frequencies, the upper energetic levels of the body. You are experiencing a sense of longing, desire, and yet confusion related to the higher pursuits, what I would call the top half of Maslow's hierarchy of needs: love, self-esteem, self-actualization, and transcendence. While you're also experiencing symptoms and disturbances related to the lower energetic centers of the body: sleep, substance abuse, mood issues, depression, which is all actually rooted in the physical and causes or contributes to those higher functions breaking down. If you feel unhappy, you may actually be feeling ungrounded. The upper frequencies are on the fritz, and you're seeking to correct them, to elevate them, to take them higher into a vague perception of peace and happiness. No matter what strategies or substance or energy we introduce at the higher level, without the grounding in the physical self, safety, faith, basic wellness, it would only topple this whole house of cards. The love you feel for romantic partners also represents a much higher, more sophisticated energetic function than you're in a solid position to pursue. Your guides have brought you here in this moment to save yourself. Nothing less than that. This is more than an existential crisis. It is also a physical, mortal one. If you're calling yourself depressed, unfulfilled, unhappy, then you're crying out for a lifeline. And the messages are coming in through me. Not a grand design for your future life plan, a simple strategy with acts of grace that you can and need to execute now. Do not think beyond the next 3 months. For the next 3 months, starting immediately, starting tomorrow, you have one task. Well, two tasks when we get into it. But the main task is to save yourself by rebooting your energy, to reground and rebuild from the root up. There are no shortcuts. You cannot cheat or procrastinate or delay this. These are saving acts of faith and grace that you can execute successfully. The instructions I'm giving you will sound simple, but you do not require, and you may not even be able to handle, complexity. Grand designs and big plans would only make things worse. Don't worry about making this a New Year's resolution or starting at the top of the month. You must begin tomorrow. Today would not be too soon. You know how the solution for so much technology that hangs up or behaves oddly or freezes is to turn the power off and back on again? Rebooting. It works for nearly everything. It is always the first thing to try, and most often the only thing you require. If you're spinning in the upper chakras, higher thought, intellect, overthinking, analyzing, worrying, wrestling with relationships, seeking purpose, trying to hear your guides, connecting with your higher self, receiving creative flashes, you need to reboot and ground yourself in the physical body first. To do this, you need to take immediate and daily action in the lowest energy centers of the body. Now, don't hear this as meditation or yoga. That is an intermediate level of actions. If you can execute my instructions successfully for 3 months, then you can begin considering introducing those more esoteric solutions. Here is how you save your life, come out of depression, sleep better, hear the voices of your guides and your higher self, free yourself of addiction and self-destructive choices, including unhealthy relationships. Of course, I am not a medical professional. I'm not dispensing mental health advice. I am speaking to you as a friend who observes patterns in our energies, in our decisions, and in our behaviors. By all means, your clinical diagnoses take priority, and if you don't have a clinical diagnosis but you think you might need one, this is your guides taking an opportunity through me to encourage you to finally go make that happen. Other than your children and your spouse, who can help themselves, so don't overdo it, your only priority is yourself, your physical health, safety, and grounding. And by the way, this is probably one of those situations not unlike airplane emergencies where you need to put that oxygen mask over your own face before you start trying to save other people. Stop using alcohol or marijuana or pills immediately. You may not feel that you're technically an alcoholic or an addict. If this is true, you'll have no problem ceasing all consumption immediately. If you cannot, then you are addicted. Psychologically or physically or emotionally, it doesn't matter. Why can't you not do it? You really should consider going to meetings if you can't, whether you believe you qualify technically or not. You require the perspective and you need the social support too. There are stranger angels, incarnate entities who are meant to guide and protect you, inhabiting human bodies, even posing as helpful strangers and acquaintances. You will find those people in groups like AA or Narcotics Anonymous or other communities built around that template. If there are psychotropics or pharmacological prescriptions you're still taking, please do not cease those suddenly. But just consider that they may not be working because you're not clinically depressed in the ways that those medications can influence. Something I have observed during hundreds and hundreds of readings over the past decade, when a creative person, especially someone who consciously identifies as a creative, like a writer, musician, artist, actor, or they have in the past at some point in their lives, when a creative person tells me they're depressed, technically, they don't have a project. So there are usually two things going on with people who may not be clinically depressed, but who are self-identifying with that terminology. You're depressed because you're a creative person with no outlet for self-expression, and you're depressed because you're in pain within your own body and you require a physical, energetic reboot. I'm assuming in this motivational rant that most of you have no major physical limitations with moving around throughout your day. Obviously, some of you have limitations here, so I don't want to be insensitive to that. I know a few of you have to live life in a chair. A few of you are bedridden. You have my permission to email me, and I will give you an alternative for rebooting your physical chakras, okay? For the rest of you, maybe some of you are telling yourself you have more limitations than you really do. So let's be honest with ourselves about that. Assuming you get up many times a day and move around your world without giving it a second thought, here is how you save yourself. Correct this energetic imbalance, reboot, and begin a new chapter in your life. 90 days of walking meditation. That means going for a walk outside, preferably somewhere with something to look at, like trees or a river. It could also be a park full of people, but it must be in nature, regardless of the weather. 30 minutes of walking per day. If you do it for 45 minutes or an hour, I'll never know. Just walking, not jogging, not joining a gym. Do not buy new outfits or shoes you don't need before you do this. Start today or tomorrow at the latest. Do not make this a New Year's resolution or say I'll start at the first of the month or I'll wait for a new moon. No. Mm-mm. Start now. You'll feel excellent that you made a start. It may seem like a small victory, but there will be an inkling deep inside you, a small voice turning over and beginning to stir. We are awakening that voice. Take your phone and listen to music or podcasts if you really want to, or don't. Silence and the sound of your own breath and your own thoughts is a chance to clear the static in those upper energy centers. Walk for 30 minutes each day for 90 days. At some point, you cannot predict when or how, but your higher self and your guides will begin to whisper in your ear. You will begin to receive directions and ideas. You will begin to make observations about what to change and what steps to take next. the first steps along your journey to a new life and to whatever you will recognize as happiness are literal steps. In addition to this physical grounding in the body, we need to bring your creative and intuitive channels back online. You do this by writing morning pages. Every morning, set a timer for 15 minutes and write. Write whatever you want. It's not meant for anyone but you. You are retuning your soul, slowly but surely, 15 minutes a day. Morning pages. Journaling by computer or on paper for 15 minutes every day for 90 days. Now, this concept, of course, comes from The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. At the end of 90 days, you may wish to join an Artist's Way group on Facebook or do this process with a community of like-minded souls. This first 90 days is your practice round. Do not judge the process of walking meditation and morning pages until the end of 3 months. Just do this. Do it sober. Judge the results at the 90-day mark. I want you to write me at that 90-day mark and tell me what you have experienced. If you will listen to us, me and my guides and your guides, you will begin to sleep better. You will begin to feel better. The fog will lift. Solutions will present themselves. Your relationships will change. And you will be in a position to take on the next steps. Bigger, more challenging, more sophisticated strategies and systems. And here's a bonus tip that will absolutely shrink your mind and set you up for true results here. During the first week of your walking meditation and morning pages ritual, read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. I put a link for you in the show notes. It's very short. I just reread it one day at lunch and then finished it up the next day at lunch. It's a $4 download for the ebook version. It is about resistance. His word for concepts like the devil, procrastination, self-sabotage. There is a life-changing message for you in this little book. So, 4 things for you to do if you're feeling depressed, disconnected, and you just need to reboot. Immediate sobriety. It may not last forever. Just do it right now. The War of Art. Walking 30 minutes a day for 90 days. Writing morning pages for 15 minutes a day for 90 days. Go make it so. And write me. I am looking for some emails 90 days from now. Thanks again for listening to the Shift Your Spirits podcast and for all your support this year. It's been tremendous. For show notes, links, transcripts, and all the past episodes, please visit shiftyourspirits.com. You can subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher or whatever app you use to access podcasts. If you'd like to get an intuitive reading with me, try out my email reading, or download a free ebook and meditation to help you connect with your guides, please go to sladeroberson.com. And if you're interested in my professional intuitive training program, you can start the course for free by downloading the attunement at automaticintuition.com. Before I go, I promise to leave you a message and answer to a question or a concern you may have. So take a moment to think about that. Hold it in your mind or speak it out loud. I'll pause for just a few seconds right now. Notice all the reasons you can think of to talk yourself out of this. Where do those come from? Where does that voice originate? That's resistance. Sometimes it's procrastination, it's self-sabotage. It really is that little cartoon devil on your shoulder. So if you can see that, then you can pivot. What would the little angel on the other shoulder say? Seriously, go write it down. Set that timer for 15 minutes and do your first morning page. What does the little angel say? Write down all the things she would say about your question. Why not let her talk you into it? And I'll talk to you later.